Talking today with Shane Bedwell of the American Hereford Association. Shane, you're director of breed improvement at the association. Tell us a little bit about some of the updates that you guys have been doing there within the association to help producers.
You bet, Carson. Thank you. I serve as director of breed improvement for the American Hereford Association, and we've had a busy year. We released and updated our genetic evaluation a little over a year ago, and incorporating directly the genomic component, the marker effects model, directly into our genetic evaluation. We update those EPDs every Monday morning with the most relevant phenotypic and marker information that's available through those pedigrees. And so we've been very committed to our genetic evaluation and providing the commercial industry with the most relevant information on seed stock animals within the Hereford population. We've also been engaged with our commercial programs out there in the industry that follow kind of some strategic kind of plans with our indexes that we have and produce for our Hereford cattle, our Hereford Advantage program, as well as our Premium Red Baldy and Maternal Advantage programs, our genetic qualifier programs that add more value to those commercial producers that are using the Hereford genetics that meet those requirements, and give them just a little bit more marketing power. So we've really tried to put together those programs that offer those strengths.
Yeah. Well, let's back up real quick to, the genetic evaluation, the changes you've made there. You started that process last year, and you're still continuing on with that. And especially with those weekly updates, that's a pretty big difference compared to the one or two times that you would update it before that. So how is that going? I mean, that's a lot of work to put into that.
That was about a 2.5 year process. We launched in December 4th of 2017. And we did a considerable amount of research and effort making that quantum leap from where we were at to where we are at today. We had a lot of development internally relative to our genomic pipeline and quality control methods that we edit data and control the amount of genotypes that are going in and out of the evaluation. And so it took a lot of legwork from our science team that works with us, as well as a special group of breeders that served as an advisory committee, and then our team at Hereford there. And so it really, after our rollout, we had a great success with it. We're now into another year of bull marketing, and folks have adapted to the changes and are kind of comfortable with some of the new traits that we have out there now, and I think are getting used to those weekly updates and really like it, actually, because they know at that point in time, if the seed stock producer is turning in those good phenotypic data points, have that genomic information, they're working with the most relevant data possible.
So what motivated you guys to make these changes? Obviously, you're kind of seeing some of this stuff happen throughout the industry in different associations. So this is really catching you guys up.
Absolutely. We take a lot of pride in staying progressive at Hereford. Our breeders have done a great job of raising the bar when it comes to putting out an excellent product out into the commercial market. And we thought it was our obligation as an association to provide the most relevant tools out in the industry, and we've worked very hard to continue that. We will stay on that same track, and this is just a beginning of several new innovative things that we will continue to roll out at Hereford and the area breed improvement.
And this is a pretty comprehensive set of data that you all collect. This is shared amongst U.S. As well as Canadian herds. And then you're also doing work with South America as well.
Absolutely. So we have a North American genetic evaluation now. The Canadian Hereford Association and us, we partner together and jointly have an evaluation together where those phenotypes and sires that get used in either country can come over and get used in our evaluation, where commerce is created and genetics can be used on both sides of the border. We've long been partners with Uruguay and Argentina, and our breeders in the U.S. Export a lot of semen over there to those countries, and the influence of Hereford genetics, U.S. Hereford genetics, is quite prevalent in those countries. So we want to continue that. We want to continue to offer that kind of global evaluation as much as we can.
Talk real quick just on some of the actual technology that you're using, those genetic markers. You're working with Neogen on developing those, right?
Well, Neogen is our service provider where our DNA is submitted from our breeders to, and they send us back kind of the results that we in turn use in our genomic pipeline within our methodology. Our methodology for our genetic evaluation is a single step version of genomics where we are taking that group of 50,000 markers off of that chip. And then there's a little over 2,500 really informative markers of those 50,000 that we boil down and kind of weight the marker effects. And so, you know, there's several markers out there that have more contribution than others. Some at this time really don't have much of a contribution, and so we weight those markers, and that's a little different version with the technology and what our science team has developed. Dr. Bruce Golden and Dr. Dorian Garrick were the pioneers with coming up with that methodology, and we adopted that. And so, yeah, we're taking a subset of those markers and directly incorporating those with the phenotypic and pedigree information rather than using all 50,000, even if some of them really don't have much bearing or weighting. So it's really one of the most innovative approaches that's occurred in the last 30 years relative to EPD calculation.
So I'll just leave you with this last question. You know, what trajectory, I guess, is the herd on right now? You talked about all these different things and how you're going to be continuing those projects and innovation in the herd. So where is it headed?
Yeah, so I think there's great opportunity still in the marketplace as Hereford genetics continue to gain more market share in the industry. The value of the black baldy, whether it be the female that we all know about, her replacement potential, and longevity, the docility, the fertility of her, and just as importantly, that good F1 steer that is great in the feedlot and can perform and so versatile in a lot of different grids. And so we want to continue to double down on the genetic opportunities that are out there and make that cross as good as we possibly can, and taking advantage of all the technology that's still out there, refining and improving our genetic evaluation will be a focus, so we can guarantee that our breeders have the best tool, and as a result, the commercial cattleman is capturing the most value when they take advantage of those Hereford genetics.